The writer Tony Horwitz first read the travel book called Old Glory back when he was a restless cub reporter in the 1980s. For our series called You Must Read This, Horwitz explains why the book by Jonathan Rabin has remained so vivid in his memory.
Old Glory is a travel classic without Himalayan ascents, exotic foods, or dangerous encounters in distant lands. Instead, it's a meander through the middle of America by a bookish man who loiters at shabby taverns in has-been towns. The genius of this book is that it brings alive an unsung world and reminds us that great travel doesn't require a passport. The potential for weird and wonderful encounters is all around us. Unlike so many modern travelogues, Old Glory is also free of gimmicks. It's an odyssey the author was meant to take, compelled by childhood longing. Rabin evokes the pinched world of post-war England, where he found escape in reading Huckleberry Finn and tracing the Mississippi in a Victorian atlas as big as him. The story fast-forwards and finds the author in his late 30s, stale and dry in London. On a whim, he lights out for the territory to travel the river of his boyhood dreams. "I would try," he writes, "to be as much like a piece of human driftwood as I could." But this is no sentimental journey. Even before Rabin launches his boat on the Mississippi, he almost drowns in a sea of plus-sized Minnesotans, force-feeding themselves at a county fair. What follows is one of the funniest depictions of America I've ever read. "Every time I tried to turn my head," Rabin writes, "I found someone else's hot dog, bloody with ketchup, sticking into my own mouth." In Hannibal, Missouri, he finds his beloved Huck has been civilized, and the waif's hometown has been tarted up. The once bustling and now faded river towns, where Rabin docks most nights, give the impression that the chief part of their day was devoted to lounging, spitting, scuffing their heels, and swatting flies. If Old Glory was just a brilliant, barbed portrait of modern America by an erudite Englishman, that would be enough. But the book is much more than that. His 10-state voyage becomes a melancholy parallel to the essential American journey, always pulling up stakes and moving on. Old Glory is the raw journey of a man still loyal to his childhood dreams and open to drifting in a way that becomes difficult with age. I know, because Rabin's book inspired me to embark on misadventures of my own. Now, 25 years after I first read Old Glory, when I feel stale and dry in my own writing, I know I can open it to almost any page and feel carried away again, as Rabin once was, by a river he calls as big and depthless as the sky itself.
Tony Horwitz is the author of A Voyage Long and Strange and Confederates in the Attic. You can read an excerpt from Old Glory and find other recommendations from the series You Must Read This at npr.org/books.